Starting here on the top of Lamed Daraman Aleph by the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to discuss actually in the beginning two issues. One is that of Dam Ovedet Kochavim, the Dam Tarashel Mitzora. Just as a little background, when it comes to an Ovedet Kochavim, as you would expect, she has no Shaykhut, she has no connection whatsoever to Nida. They don't have any of the dinim of Tuma and Tahara that is associated with Nida in the Torah. And therefore you wouldn't expect them to have any Tuma, whether it's Tumat Zav, Tumat Zava, Tumat Nida, none of those are applicable to the Ovedet Kochavim. So anything that we see in terms of Tuma that's associated with an Ovedet Kochavim is, of course, Midrabanan. The second thing is Dam Tarasho Mitzora. A Mitzora has a din of Tuma that's associated with her being a Mitzorat. We had learned, actually, earlier in the Mesechta, back at the Gandaf Chovchet, that from the words Zachar Nikeva, we learned out that Zachar, l'rabot mitzorah l'mayinotav, nikeva, l'rabot mitzorat l'maniyoteha. That we use through those words, Zachar nikeva, to come to include a mitzorah mitzorat, that emissions from them that are considered to be mayanot are mitamot. Therefore, her spit, her urine, has the same din as that of a zav or a zava, which is that they are mitamim, like an avhatuma. The question here is, the gabay, the dam tara, her dam that she sees after she's given birth, and after the, either the 14 days for an ekevav tuma, or the 7 days for a zachar, what's the status of that dam? That dam atohar that is being emitted by the woman, had she not been a mitzorat, would have been dam tahor. Now that she's a mitzorat, how do we view that dam? What's the status of that dam? Just to clarify, we've mentioned this before, but that dam, or the emissions of dam, is not considered to be a mayan. Because we saw the definition of a mayan is that it mitagel viyotze. It first collects, and then only afterwards does the individual dispose of it. That's not true by damim. The menstruation of a woman, the dam flows out, there is no gathering of the dam beforehand. Unlike that of urine, unlike that of the spittle or the spit that one emits. So that's the little background to our Mishnah. So now the Mishnah says, Dam Ovedet Kochavim, a menstrual emission of a non-Jewish woman, Vedam Tarasho Mitzorat, as well as this Dam Tohar, that is a Mitzorat, B'Shemai Mitaharim. B'Shemai says there's nothing to talk about. These don't have any din midoraita, nor do they have a din midorabanan. On the other hand, Beit Hillel Omim Kiroka Ukememei Ragleha. It has the same status as her spit and her urine. Now, again, here, just a little introduction. When it comes to mayanot, or any liquids that are emitted that have that status of mayan, they are mitamim lachim, as long as they are moist. Yiveshim, if they dry out, they no longer have a din of tuma. So urine, spittle, all of these things do not have a din of tuma once they are yiveshim. That is not true when it comes to dam. Dam nida is mitama both yatlach and yavesh. So when Beit Hillel over here says that the dam has a din like roka umeme ragleha, we know already that he's only speaking out of the din dirabanan. Because if this was a din mina Torah, then the dam would be mitame both lach and yavesh. The fact that he's comparing it to the rok and the mei raglayim, that means that it's only mitame when it's lach and not yavesh, means that he thinks that's a din dirabanan. So the din derabanan is that by dam ovedet kochavim, it's mitama like roka umeregleha, and the same thing for dam tara of the mitzorat. The Gemara will discuss the reasons behind their positions. Now dam ayuledet shalotavla. Ayuledet who is now past her 14th day of tuma for a nikeva or a 7th day of tuma for a zachar, but she didn't go to the mikveh. She needed to go to the mikveh after those 7 days in order to become tehora, but she didn't go. Beit Shammai omrim keroka umamei ragdaa. Beit Shammai says, ein hachanami, this woman is really tehora. The dam that she sees now at this point does not have a status of dam tamei, because she crossed over the line from tamei to tahor. And that means whatever dam she sees right now is behemet dam tahor. But midrabanan, we say that she is Tmeah, like roka umemiregleha. That dam that she emits has the same din as her rok and umemiregleha, because Beit Shammai believes that as soon as you cross over the days, she is tahor. You don't need to go to the mikveh in order to be tahor. Beit Hillel omrim, mitamei lach v'yavesh. That the dam that she emits is mitamei lach v'yavesh, which means that Beit Hillel thinks it's tamei. If it's Mentameh, both Lach and Yavesh, that means that they think that Deoraita, she's still Tmeah. Because they believe that not only does she have to cross over the days, she has to go to the mikveh. If she doesn't go to the mikveh, she's still Tmeah min HaTorah. Umodim bi'oledet bezov, even Beit Shammai agrees if she gave birth and she was a Zava in that process of giving birth, she Mentameh Lach v'Yavesh. Then Beit Shammai agrees that she cannot remove the status of Tumeah from herself just because she crossed over the days of Tumeah, because she requires Shiva Nikiim and Mikveh in order to remove the status of a Zava Gedola. And until she does that, then the Damim that she emits will have a din of Zava Gedola and she will remain Tumeah. Tumeah says, V'leit luhu l'Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai does not have this limud. The Barel b'nei Yisrael v'amart aleihem ish ish ki ezav. We saw this on Friday's daf, Bechan Lamed Bet, that ish ish, he is zav, when he's a zav. B'nei Yisrael mitamim b'ziva, ve'ino uvde kochavim mitamim b'ziva. Says the Barel B'nei Yisrael, this parsha of zav, tumata zav, is only applicable to B'nei Yisrael, does not have application to non-Jews. Aval gazru alehem, sheyu zavim l'chol divrehem. Yet, the chachamim were mitamim otam as if they were full-fledged zavim. So even though there's no din of zav min haTorah, there's no din of zav'ah min haTorah, nevertheless the chachamim are guzer that they are kizavim and zavot, but that's all a din derabanan. But at least there is some din derabanan. Over here in our Mishnah, we have dam obedet kochavim, and Beit Shammai says, tahor legamrei. How could they say tahor legamrei if we have this gzerat chachamim, the gabe obedet kochavim, and obed kochavim, that they should have that status of zav and zav'ah, min derabanan. Rashi, in a number of times, says the reason for the gzeirah is, v'shem shlo yeh tinok Yisrael ragil etzlo b'mishkav zachor. They didn't want social interactions, and in order to prevent those social interactions because of the result of those social interactions might have led to something that was inappropriate, therefore, they created this tumah to generate a separation between them. So, Amrei lecha Beit Shammai, Beit Shammai responds to you, hey chedavid, what do you want us to do? The tamei lach v'yavesh. If we said that the dam of an oved kochavim is matamei lach and yavesh, asito kishal Torah, then you made her just like the din of the Torah. Because that's the din of a dam nida that is emitted by a Israelite. If that's the case, then if you do the same for an oved kochavim, it's going to look like she has a din min haTorah of tumah. The tamei lach velo litamei yavesh. If you say to her, we'll say like Beit Hillel does, that the dam that she emits will be mitamei lach when it's moist, but not when it's yavesh. Chilakta b'shel Torah. People are going to get confused now and think that dam nida is only mitamei when it comes to lach and not yavesh, a Yisraelite. We'll say, what? Just like the Oved Kochavim, when it comes to her dam, it's only lach and not yavesh, so too by my dam. So, Irochi, if that's the case, Rokau Meimer Galeh Nami. Then why does Beit Shammai, if they're worried about that, why aren't they worried about the fact that when it comes to her spittle, spit, and her urine, that there they are gozer? Even Beit Shammai agrees that when it comes to these items, that they are mitamim lach, and not yavesh, the mitamim when they are moist, not when they are dried out. But then, why don't we say that we're going to worry now about Israelite? If we say that they are tmeim, then maybe she looks like Torah. If we don't make them tmeim, then maybe Israel will get mixed up. How come we don't have any of that when it comes to these items? Where it says, Kevin David and Hekera b'dama, mida yediya d'roka meregla d'rabanan. We created a heker already. We differentiated between the Obedet Kochavim and the Israelites. Both the Israelite and the Obedet Kochavim, their roke and their meme regla are identical. But when it comes to the dam, they're different. The dam of the Israelite is mitama lach v'yavesh. The dam of the Oved Kochavim is not mitama whatsoever. So if that's the case, we have a distinction that people understand that we're talking about a din derabanan. Where it says, v'leved hekera baroka memereg leha. Why don't you make that same differentiation, distinction within urine and spittle? L'tmuye l'dama. And do the other way around. Make her dam tamei. And say that we, by roka umere regla, we wave the tumah over there, so that we'll know that's a din derabanan. My answer is roka umere regleha dishchiche gazru bu rabanan. Damad lo shchicha lo gazru be rabanan. Umere regla, urine and spittle are things that are much more common. Again, this is not in an absolute sense; it's in a relative sense. Relative to dam, they are much more common, and also the fact that dam is not lo shchiach is also not on an absolute basis. It's relative to rokal mevei regleha. So they had to choose. They had to leave one of them out. They had to make some of it tamei and some of it tahor. How did they decide? They say the things that are most common will make tamei. Things that are less common will make those tahorim. Then people will know that it's a din derabanan. Yet we will accomplish what we want, which is to create a separation. Before it will create a situation in which they have their tameim the majority of the time, and that which they emit is tamei, and therefore people won't interact with them, won't associate with them. So in order to protect from having mistakes happen, they first created a heker that it's only a din derabanan, and in making a heker a din derabanan, they didn't want to make it something that looks similar to what we have on the Doraita lever for Israelit, because maybe Israelit will get mixed up. So Amar Rava, Rava says, even Beit Shammai agrees that Zovot Tomei, Afilu the Beit Shammai. Even Beit Shammai agrees when it comes to a male, that his Zov is Mitamei. Not like what we saw here by the Nida, or by the Zavag Dola, that Beit Shammai says that the Dam is Tahor the Gamre. Over here, when it comes to Ziva of a male, even Beit Shammai agrees that it's Tomei, just like that of Israel. Kiryo, when it comes to a semen, tahor afilu beit hillel. Even according to beit hillel here, by the woman who says that her dam is tamei like roka and meimei ragleha, meaning that it has a half status of tuma, lach and not yavesh, he will agree by carry of a male that it's tahor legamre. Zovot tamei afilu beit shemai daha ikdala mevad hekera bekeryo. The reason that Beit Shammai will agree by the Zav, the mission of the Zav is completely Tamei, like that of Israel, is because he has a heker somewhere else. And that's by Kiryo, by the semen. Kiryo Tohor, afilu Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel, by the semen, Abud Bei Rabbanan Hekera. You need some sort of heker to know there's only a Din Derabbanan. So that heker is done by the fact that the semen is considered to be Tohor. Kiyeche Delo Lisro Falei Chuma. So that people won't burn chuma. The next word for called Lashim is very difficult. It wouldn't be necessarily here. The Gro has an alternative girsa, which is chumat migdash ukdashav. So that would be the heker. The heker is now that by Zav, they have full-fledged chuma like Israel. We're going to say that they don't have a full-fledged din like Israel. And that's how we know that it's only a din derabanan by the Oved Kochavim. And both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, in this case, will agree to that status. Because here, by the Zav, or by a male, you don't have the possibility of differentiating between Lach and Yavesh. Because by the Nida, or by the Zava, she has two different types of Tumah. She has Tumah of urine, Tumah of the spittle, which is Lach and not Yavesh. By Dam, Dam Nida, Dam Zava, the status is Lach and Yavesh. So if I differentiate within that, I just say Lach and not Yavesh, I've created a differentiation. By a Zav, or by a Shechvat Zera, by the male, there is no such thing. The only Tumah he has is Belach. He has no Tumah Yavesh ever. It's all about Tumah Belach. That's the case. The only way to create a differentiation is to say that they are Tahor in one instance. What's the instance they're Tahor? We're saying now by Shechvat Zera. What's the instance which they are Tamei? That'll be by Zav. And both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel will agree. Tomorrow I ask, why not reverse it? Let's make the carry tamei and make the zav tahor. Tomorrow says, zovo de lo tali b'masse gazru b'rabanan. An emission of a zav which is involuntary, that's where the chachamim were gozer. Kiryo de tali b'masse lo gazru b'rabanan. A similar omission which is not necessarily involuntary, there the rabanan, the word to not gozer. In terms of it not being involuntary, the Gemara says it either comes from Hirhur, or the Gemara has a list of 8 items that can cause someone to come to carry. So there's some sort of action that's taken by the individual that can cause the emission to happen. So let's say that this Braita is a proof to what Rava just suggested, that Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel agree here, that when it comes to the emission of a Zav, everybody agrees it's Tamei. And when it comes to a Simo emission, everybody agrees that it's Tahor, when it comes to Oved Kochavim. Ovedet Kochavim shepalta Shechvat Zera miYisrael. A non-Jewish woman who has the Shechvat Zera and Israel inside of her, and then paletet. It's then being admitted from her. She now expunged from her body this Shechvat Zera. Tmeya. It has a din of Tuma. And the opposite way around, the Bat Yisrael, a Israelite who has the Shechvat Zera of an Ovid Kochavim inside of her, and that is now expunged by the body, that remains tohora. So my lab tohora gimura. When we maybe here, it means that it's tohora the gamre. It's tohora the gamre. That's exactly what Rava said. Everybody agrees when it comes to the shechvat zera and ovid kuchavim, it's tohora. So what you have here is the status of the shechvat zera of Israel is that it's tamei. It's tamei as long as it has lach, as long as it still has its status as shechvat zera. That's whether it's emitted by the individual himself, an emission from the individual, or whether it was deposited inside of a woman, and the woman then emits the shechvat zera. As long as it's within the first 72 hours of the time that it was emitted from the body, that shechvat zera remains in its potency and is mitameh. So over here you see that the distinction the Braita drew is not between the women, but between the men themselves. That the shechvat zera, no matter where it is, has the status of the individual. And that means the shechvat zera of the Israel will always be tameh. The shechvat zera of the Ovid Kechavim is tohor. That's what Rava said, that it's tohor. Rava says, no. Torah mi doraita, u tameya mi derabanan. No, enochanami, it's tohor min a Torah. But still, the shechvat zera of the Ovid Kechavim is tameh mi derabanan. And that would go against Rava's position. Rava says, tashma. Nitzait omer shechvat zera shel Yisrael tmei'a b'chol makom. From this you conclude that the shechvat zera of Yisrael, no matter where it is tmei'a. Va'afilu b'mei ovedet kochavim. Even if it's inside of a non-Jewish woman. B'shol ovid kochavim, and the shechvat zera ben ovid kochavim, tehora b'chol makom. Tor the gamrei, va'afilu b'mei Yisraeli. Even if it is found inside of a Jewish woman. Chutz mimira glaim sheba. That comes to exclude the urine of the woman. Now, if the woman disposes or expunges the shechvat zera along with mimira glaim, along with her urine, then it'll have tuma. Because we said before that they have a din of zavin when it comes to their urine. If you're going to explain this brayta the same way you explained the previous brayta, which is, when we say tahor in the brayta, that means midoraita. But midorabanan, she's still tmeya here. Atu me ragleha midoraita mi mitamu. Well, since that means that when we say over here that the exceptional case is her urine, it's definitely not a din doraita. Since when is an obeyed kochavim have any shaykhut to the parsha of zava or nida? She doesn't have any shaykhut at all. That's all a din derabanan. So now you're going to say, oh, when it comes to the shechvat zera, they were saying Torah means Torah midoraita, but still tamei midorabanan. That means that you think when the Braita says that her meme ragleha are tmeim, you think they mean they're tamei midoraita. That for sure cannot be the case. So if her meme ragleha are only tmeim midorabanan, and that's what it calls tamei in the Braita, then when it says tohor in the Braita, it means tohor even midorabanan. That is a proof or support for the position of Rava, that when it comes to a shechvat zera of an Ovid Kochavim, that is classified as being tahor legamre. Amar Mar, shechvat zera shel Yisrael tmeya b'kol makom. So going back now to this brayta to discuss the fact that the semen omission of a Jew is tmeya no matter where it's found, afilu b'mei Ovid Kochavim, even if it's found inside of a non-Jewish woman who then later expels it. Tifshot debay Rav Papa. From this we should be able to answer the question that was posed by Rav Papa. Debay Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked, Shechvat zera shel Yisrael, the seminal mission of Yisrael, b'mei ovedet kochavim, mahu? What's the din? We have the answer to that. This break that tells us the answer to this question. Gemara says, no, Rav Papa's question was posed in a different scenario. B'toch gimel, within the first 3 days, within the first 72 hours, lo kami bailei. Nobody's asking a question over here. Within the first 72 hours, everybody agrees that shechvat zera has a din of shechvat zera. It still has its potency, still classified as shechvat zera, and therefore if it's expelled during that period of time, or one comes into contact with it in that period of time, they will be tmeim. But this is the rabbapa kami bailei lachar gimel. After 72 hours, my, what's the din? Now in general, the din is that after 72 hours, the shechvat zera is masriach. It already is going bad. It becomes putrid. And it loses its potency. Therefore, it's not mitameh anymore. And it does not have a din of shechvat zera. Now, Rav Papa's question is this, he posed. Israel, the daigi b'mitzvot, chavul gufayu, umasriach. Maybe that's true when it's inside of a Jewish woman. Jewish woman who, they're worried about the mitzvot, and they have a certain amount of apprehension, anxiety about the mitzvot, that keeps their bodies warm. And because of that heat that is emitted by the bodies, that causes the shechvat zera to become putrid. Ovdei kochavim, de lo daigid in mitzvot. But maybe when it comes to ovdei kochavim, that doesn't have that anxiety, doesn't have that worry about the mitzvot. Lo chavil gavayu. Their bodies don't have that extra heat. Velo masriach, and therefore it does not cause the shechvat zera to become putrid within 72 hours. Maybe it needs a longer time. Odilma, kevin dachlish katsimu rimasim. Maybe because they eat these types of foods that are not kosher, chavu gufayu, that for some reason causes the heating of the body, umasriach, and it goes bad. Teiku, the Gemara leaves that as a teiku unresolved, as to whether the pathology of the non-Jewish woman is the same as the Jewish woman, in order to cause the shechvat zera to go putrid within the first 72 hours. Next, from our Mishnah, dam Torah shel mitzorat. So this is the second thing that we discussed in the beginning by the Mishnah, is that the dam tohar, after the birth, the dam tohar of a mitzorat. My time with the Beit Hillel. What's the reason behind Beit Hillel that he says over there that the dam of this mitzorat has a din of Meimei Ralea and Roka? Amar Yitzchak. Lizachar, again remember that the words Lizachar and Nekeva are found at the end of the Pasha of Zav. Zachar, the Rabot Mitzorat L'mayne Otav. So this again we saw back on Chav Chet. Tells the word Zachar and Nekeva come to include a Mitzorah and Mitzorat, that they have the same din as a Zav and a Zava. That just like a Zav and a Zava, any liquid that's emitted from them that has a din of a Mayan is Mitameh like an Avatuma. So too by Mitzorah and Mitzorat, they'll have the same din. Any liquid that is emitted by them that has a din of Mayan will also be Tameh. My mayonotel. What are the mayonot of a woman? Ilemer shar mayonotel. We're talking about mayonot, things that emit liquids. Besides her menstruation, mizachar nafka. She's no different than a male over there. What does she do? Spittle, urine? Those are found both in a male and a female. Why do you need a separate limud by the female? The only reason to have a separate limud by the female is elole dama, to teach you about her dam. The tamei dam tahora shela. The dam tohar shelha. That's the only reason you would have it. Now, agreed that the menstruation of a woman does not have a din of a mayan. The blood that she's emitting is not a din of a mayan, because mayan requires mit agel viyotze, that it gathers and then is only emitted. So that's true by urine, it's true by the spittle, it's not true by the dam of nida. Nevertheless, since we have a riboy here in the pasuk of a mayana, that is not like the mayan of a zachar, the only thing that she has that's not apparent in a zachar is a dinah of dam. So therefore, Beit Hillel says that nekeva is coming to teach us that the dam of a mitzorat is tmeah. Now, what is the dam of a mitzorat that's tmeah? There's only one type of dam that's tahor that she could make tmeah. What's the only type of dam that is tahor? That's dam leida after the 14 days of tumah, or after the 7 days of tumah, that's tahor. Otherwise, all dam is tmeah anyway. So the only dam we can be talking about here is the dam of a yoledet in the zman that she is tohor. Beit Shammai, why doesn't Beit Shammai agree to this limud of Beit Hillel? Nekeva ben zechar lo atya. You can't learn out a female from a male. Dika le mifrach, there is a pircha here. The kal v'chomer doesn't work. You can't just say, well, if this is true by a mitzorah, it's also true by a mitzorat, because the dinim of a mitzorah and a mitzorat are actually different. A mitzorah has shekein ta'un priyahu shrima. We learned this back in Kretot, that the Gemara makes a limud over there, where it says it only applies to Zecharim. The Gemara applies that to Priya and Frima. Applies it to growing one's hair out, and becoming disheveled, having the clothes be in tatters. That's only true of a mitzorah. A male mitzorah has a din of Priya and Frima, that he has to let his hair grow out, and he has to rip have his clothes be tattered. A mitzorat does not have that din. Vasur b'tashmisha mita. A male mitzorah in the Yimei Sifro, when he's in days of Sfira, those days it says that he has to be michutz laolo, outside of his tent. The Gemara Dashan's over there, olo zuishto. He has to be separated from his wife. That's not true by a mitzorat, because it says oholo and not ohala. So here you have a distinction between a mitzorah and a mitzorat. A mitzorah has chumrot that a mitzorat does not have. Therefore, if I tell you that a mitzorah has a din of mayanot, I would not automatically extrapolate that to a mitzorat, because a mitzorah has other chumrot. Maybe this is just another chumrah of the mitzorah. Tomar b'nei keiva, lo? So Ubeit Hillel says, all right, the limud's the other way around. Lichtov rachumana b'nei keiva, v'lo b'ayi zachar. So let the Torah just write it by the nekeva, which has all those kulot to be mitzorat, and then I won't need the din by zachar. I can have a kal v'chomer now. If in that keva that doesn't have all these dinim, she has a din of mayanot, then certainly the zachar has a din by mayanot. V'na amina, mana keva she'ena tuna priya ufrima, v'ena asura v'tashmisha mita, Rabbi Rachmana mayanotet. There, the Torah included her mayanot, zachar lo koshokain. Now I don't need the word zachar. If I don't need the word zachar, imenu inyan zachar, t'nei inyan keva. But zachar, there are no more mayanot. You already said it's mayanot at meim, what's left over? There's nothing beyond the mayanot. So let's use it for nekeva. You already included the mayonot of the nekeva from the word nekeva. So what's left over? That's exactly what we use, the word zachar, to teach us that the ribui of zachar says that the mayonot of a woman who is a mitzorat will be tmeim. What's the only dam that's tahor is the dam leida, that's tahorah, that will make tmeim. That's limud of Beit Hillel. Ubeit Shammai, zachar minekeva lo atyo. You can't learn out a male from a female. Digla mifrach, there's also a chumrah by a female. Mala nekeva shetem mitama mi onas. That a female has a din of onas, which is that if she has a sighting of dam, involuntary sighting of dam, she's still tmeah. Tumar bezachar dolo, when it comes to a male sighting, if it's done involuntarily, when it comes to shikva zeret, it's not mitameh. It has to be mibsaro, to come out of his basar, not something that comes because of a exogenous variable. So a woman also has a chumrah. Ubeit Hillel says, what do you mean? What type of pircha is that? Kaimi b'mitzorah? Parche vile dezav? Over here we're trying to figure out if you can learn out a male mitzorah from a female mitzorah. What does a din in zivan, zav, have anything to do with that? Why is that related at all? Ubeit Shammai responds, shum tumah parche. We're just showing you that within the world of tumah, sometimes the zachar is more chamur, sometimes the nikeva is more chamura. So because of that, I'm not willing to learn from one to the other. So that's the way the limud of Beit Hillel comes about. Beit Hillel said in our Mishnah that the mitzorat, her dam toar from Leida, is considered to be tamei, but it's only tamei like mayanot. I mean, it's mitamei lach and not yavesh, but that's midoraita. As opposed to the Oved Kochavim by the non-Jew, they said over there that her dam has a din of lach and not yavesh. That's a din derabanan, and to create a heker midrabanan. Over here by the mitzorat, the dam is considered to be tamei midoraita. From this limud, from the pasuk, midoraita, it's mitamei lach and not yavesh, because it's born out of the din of mayanot. Mayanot only have a din by lach, do not have a din by yavesh. And therefore, her dam will be tamei by lach, not tamei by yavesh. Vi by tema. Another possibility of answering this question is that Beit Shammai agrees to the limud of Beit Hillel. Armi lucha Beit Shammai, hai le zachar mi boile. I need it for zachar, meaning that I agree with you that nekeva, we can learn out zachar of a mitzorah from a mitzorat. So now I have an extraneous word zachar. Beit Shammai says I have a use for that word zachar. Zachar kosho. So again, we saw on Daf Lamed Bet on Friday's Daf. Zachar kosho, zachar ben gadol ben katan. To teach you that a zachar, whether they are of age or whether they are a minor, they have a din of zav. That there's no limitation here in zav. Ubeit Hillel, where does Beit Hillel learn it out of it? Nafkalum is zot torat zav. Zot torat zav. There's no distinction ben gadol ben katan. Now, truthfully, they could have learned it out of the word ish ish. Also, that's how we learned it on Friday's daf. Ish ish the rabot et ha katan. So Rashi over here says that Beit Hillel doesn't learn ish ish. So Sofot says, Enochanami, that Beit Hillel could have learned Ish Ish. Gemara wants to show you that it could set it up, even according to the one who thinks that Ish Ish is Dibra Torah Lashon Bnei Adam. Obviously, Beit Shammai is subscribing to that. Ish Ish is Dibra Torah Lashon Bnei Adam. They don't Darshan Zot Torah Tazav, and therefore they need the Zachar to teach them about the male. Whether he's a minor or not a minor, that he is included in the Din Azav. Beit Hillel learns it out of Zot Torah Tazav. Therefore, Zachar remains extraneous. When it's extraneous, they can use that to teach us by the Mitzorat that her Dam Tahor is considered to be Tameh like that which is emitted by the Mayanot. And obviously, Tinoket, Ktana, they learn out from Isha V'Isha, the Lima that we had on Friday. The Vav will teach us that by a girl that there is no age limitation. Just to point out, by Beit Shammai, both Rashi and Tosafot point out here that Beit Shammai, when it comes to the woman, they say, oh, we can't have chilakta mitorah. We can't have this chiluk in the Torah that we make her dam lach tamei and yavesh tor, because we'll get confused with the Israelite. Yet, when it comes to two things, one is the dam of a yoledet after She didn't go to the mikveh after her days of Tumah, and she didn't go to the mikveh. Beit Shammai says that it's mitamei lach and not yavesh, as well as the Dam Tarav and Mitzarad according to Beit Hillel. We say lach is tamei and yavesh is tohor. How come we don't worry about that problem over there and saying, well, maybe people get confused and say that Dam Nida is only mitamei lach and not yavesh? What happened to that worry? So Tosafot and Rashi both say that everybody knows that what Dam Tohor is. When you crossed over from Dam Tmeyah to Dam Tohor, everybody knows that the woman has crossed over that threshold and she's in a different world. She's in a different parsha. Nobody's going to confuse the Dam Tohor of a Yoledet with Dam Nida. They know that it's a different world. Everybody knows that. That's a common knowledge. But if you have Dam Nida and Obedet Kochavim and Dam Nida Yisraelit, that is a finer distinction about why one is only Mitamei Lach and the other one is Mitamei Lach and Yavesh. Over there, people will not be able to make that distinction. We're looking at Dam Nida, Dam Nida. Why is there a distinction? Obviously, there shouldn't be a distinction. And even Israeli should only be Lach and not Yavesh. So that's why Beit Shammai is not willing to do it when it comes to Dam Nida of Ered Kochavim. Yet he's willing to do it when it comes to Dam Toar of a Yoledet. Alright, now we have questions that are posed by Rabbi Yosef. The first one is, I'm Rabbi Yosef Kipashit. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish v'Zav. When Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish was learning the sugyot of Zav, Boyochi, he asked this question. Ri'ya rishona shel Zav katan. The first sighting of a Zav who's a minor, mahu shetitamei b'maga. Does it have a din of tumat maga? So now we have a parsha of Zotorat Zav. Asher titzei mimenu shechvat zera. From that we learn that the first emission of a Zav has a din like shechvat zera. The Torah has a parsha of Zav for two emissions and three emissions. Because there the Torah says twice in Tamei and then three times in Tamei. So from there the Chazal learn out that two emissions and three emissions, you have a Tumah of a Zav. What about a single emission of a Zav? That they learn out from the header of the Parsha, Zotorat HaZav, Vashir Titzen Rimenu Sheikh Vadzera. Under the rubric of Zotorat HaZav, we have a Parsha, Shir Titzen Rimenu Sheikh Vadzera. So therefore, what Sheikh Vadzera is a single emission, so too a single Zav emission has the same status as Sheikh Vadzera. So this is the question that is posed by Reish Lakish. Kol Sheikh Vadzera Shalom Mitamei. Only someone who Sheikh Vadzera is Mitamei will we worry about there, Ria Rishona Shalom Mitama, that his first sighting will have a din of Tuma. V'hai, Kevin the Sheikh Vadzera Shalom Lod Mitama, since his Sheikh Vadzera is not Mitama, Ria Rishona Lami Lod Titama. So too maybe the first sighting should also not be Mitamei. Oh, Dilma, Kevin Dilu Ihu Chazi Tarte, had he seen two sightings, Mitstarfa, they would come together to make him Tamei of Azav, then then the first one's also Tamei, because it's Chazei Leitzerufe. It's Mitzareik. Two single sightings will make it into two sightings where it'll be Tamei. So that's the question here. The question is, this Zav Katan, who has Tumat Zav, full-fledged Tumat Zav, he has two sightings or three sightings, what about his first sighting? His first sightings learned out from the Torah from the Din of Sheikh Vadzera. He doesn't have a Din of Sheikh Vadzera. We learned that on Friday. Sheikh Vadzera, what was the threshold? 9 years and older. So if he's below 9 years, whereas Sheikh Vadzera doesn't have that din, but his din has a din of Zav, then what are you going to do there? What's the din? So Merova Tashma, I'll bring you proof. I'll answer the question. Zotorat Zav, Ben Gadol, Ben Katan. Ma Gadol Riyah Rishona Shalom Mitamei, Af Katan Riyah Rishona Nami Mitamei. The limud of Zotorat Zav says that there is no differentiation between Gadol and Katan. Just like by Gadol, one, two, three emissions makes no difference, they're Tamei, so too, when it comes to the emission of a Katan, even though he's below the age where Sheikh Vadzera makes a difference, since he's compared to a Gadol, he has the same din as a Gadol, all of his emissions will be Tameim, just like that of a Gadol. Answer the question. Next question. By Rav Yosef. Riyah Rishona Shel Mitzora, Mau Shetetamei B'Masa. The first sighting of a Mitzora, what's the din that it'll be mitamei b'masa? Makom ziva mayanhu. Do we ascribe to the makom ziva a din of mayan umitamei? Odilma lav mayanhu, or maybe it does not have a din of mayan. Now it's obvious that, as Rashi points out, if we're talking about an ish tohor, we're talking about a person who's completely tohor, then you would have no question that it's not mitamei b'masa. That a neziva mission, a zava mission, that happens for the first time as a din like Shechvat Zera, and it's only Mitamei B'Maga, not Mitamei B'Masa. We just saw that before. The first emission has a din of Tumat Maga, not a din of a Tumat Masa. That's a given by a person that is Tohor. Number two is, if you have a second emission, nobody has any question that it's Mitamei B'Masa, even by an Adam Tohor, because that has a din of Zav, And a din of zav, or a mission of a zav, has a din of tumat masa. So here we have two things that we know are absolutely certain. The first emission of a zav is only mitameh b'maga, not b'masa. The second emission of a zav is also clear that it's mitameh b'masa, not only b'maga. Our question here relates to a mitzora. A mitzora has a din of tumat masa because he's a mitzora. Not because he's a zav, but because he's a mitzora. The question is, how does that influence his first emission as a zav? When he has his first emission of a zav, what is the din of that emission? Does that emission remain in the world of ziva, and therefore it's only tumat maga, not masa? Or since this individual is a mitzora now, any emission that he has a din of tumat masa. But what's the little problem here? That's only true of emissions that have a classification of ma'ayan. Because we said that a mitzora is only tamei, the emissions or liquids that emit from are tamei if it's a mayan. Question here is this, ziva, does it have a din of mayan? And that's the question of Rav Yosef. Makom ziva mayanu, umitamei, udivalam mayanu. Amarava, tashma, bring you a proof. Zobol tamei hu. That from this, tumirau, zobay tamei, the made a lazov, shu tamei. Teaches you that a zav is tamei. Vimai, what are we talking about here? Ilayim abizav greido. If we're talking about a regular zav, not a mitzora zav, but a regular zav, la'achirim goreim tumah le'atzmo lo kol shekein. So Rashi reads it one way, Tosafot reads it another way. Rashi says, if the tipa of ziva that emits from the individual makes the individual themselves mitameh b'masa, and how does he know that? He calls that el yuno shel zav. El yuno zav is a din of tumat masa. So therefore, if he has an emission of a tipat ziva, he himself, the Zav himself, is Tamei, Tumat, Masa, then Le'atzmo Lo Kol Shekein, certainly the liquid itself should be Tamei, Tumat, Masa. If it makes the Zav into somebody who's Tamei, Tumat, Masa, certainly the liquid that he emits is Tamei, Tumat, Masa. Tosafot says that he doesn't think that's right, because he doesn't think El Yonosu Zav has the same din as Masa. Because El Yonosu Zav is only Tamei, Ochlim, and Mashkim, it's not Tamei, Adam, it's not Tamei, Begadim. V'chei Nira, Tosafot says that the phrase Le'Zav Atzmo Goreim Tumat, Masa. Shenoseh Zav. If you have a mission of a Zav, if someone carries the Zav after that, they will be Tamei Tumat Masa. So if the emission has enough power to make the Zav into someone, if you carry him as Tumat Masa, Lo Kol Shekein, then certainly it itself should be Tamei Tumat Masa. So if that's the case, then what do I need a Pasuk to teach me that a Zov, the Zov, the emission of the Zov, is Tamei? El Pshita B'Zav Mitzora. That's talking about a Zav Mitzora. Umin Itzrik Rav Yibuye B'Riyah Shnia. And here, since we need a special pasuk to teach us that by the second emission of a mitzorah, that is tamei, shma mina, makom ziva, la mayanu. From that I conclude that the makom ziva is not a mayan. If it was a mayan, I wouldn't need a special pasuk to include it. It would have been included under the terms of a mayan of a mitzorah. The fact that you need a pasuk to include it tells me it's not in the category of mayan of a mitzorah. Now, why do I need a special pasuk to teach me this by mitzorah? If a regular zav, by his second emission, we say that the liquid that comes out is a din of tumat masa, what's different about a mitzorah? What's different about a mitzorah is you don't have the kavachomer anymore. By a regular adam ustahor, the kavachomer works this way. The zav, who now becomes tamei tumat masa, he was tahor before, now becomes tamei tumat masa. If he becomes tamei tumat masa, certainly the liquid that he emits has a din of tumat masa. By mitzorah, why don't you have that? You don't have that kavachomer because the mitzorah is already tamei tumat masa. It's not only tamei tumat masa, it's tamei tumat oel. If he walks into an oel, he's tamei everything in the oel from his nega. He already has a tumat masa. There's no kal v'chomer anymore. What are you going to say? Well, the emission of the ziva for a mitzorah makes him tamei tumat masa. He was already tamei tumat masa even without the emission. So you don't have the kal v'chomer to make the ziva that he emits tamei. So therefore I need a special pasuk to tell me that the ziva that is emitted by the mitzorah has a din of tumah. And where is that pasuk? That's pasuk about the second emission. Well, if that pasuk is about the second emission, that's clear that the Torah doesn't think the first emission is a din of mitzorah. Because if it was a din of mayan, even the first emission would be tamei, and I wouldn't need a pasuk at all. In fact, I need a pasuk to include mitzorah shows me that we don't classify it as a mayan. Shma mina. That's the proof that Rava brings. Shma mina, that makom ziva is la mayanu, that is a din of mayan. The Gemara will move on from here and challenge that answer of Rava, but we'll leave that for tomorrow's daf.